one of the first tough decisions of the newly elected state legislature when it convenes has to do with health care for the poor and how much Wisconsin can afford. Although federal health reform expands Medicaid, a provision allows states with deficits to scale back coverage by changing eligibility requirements. Wisconsin Health Secretary Karen Timberlake told lawmakers the hardship clause could apply to Wisconsin, which is currently providing Medicaid to more people than the federal law requires.
So in Wisconsin today, we estimate that there are about 70,000 people who fall in this category who receive coverage in the Medicaid program with incomes above 133% of poverty. And so that will be a key decision that I'm sure will be debated as part of the next biennial budget.
Funding the burgeoning Medicaid budget isn't the only challenge facing lawmakers as they get ready for health reform. Milwaukee Representative John Richards co-chairs a special committee which is discussing health reform implementation.
And Wisconsin comes into this opportunity with some unique challenges and some unique strengths. We're first in quality, second in coverage, but we have some real challenges with cost and we have a growing challenge with access to primary care.
The special committee will meet over the summer and into the fall to lay the groundwork needed for federal health reform. States have to show they're ready by 2013, with implementation the following year. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.